Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. It's a Mama Cow special. Back with Dr. Peel after this.
This is Brett Morris from Morrisland Dairy. My family has been in the dairy business in this area for over 60 years. Our family takes great pride in producing wholesome dairy products, and we know that the steps we take to use modern technology on our dairy protects the environment and the land where we raise our children. It's important to us, and we know it is important to you as well. Through the years, we've implemented new methods to protect water, increased our recycling methods, and implemented strict environmental practices that will allow us to pass our dairy along to our next generation and know it will remain environmentally sound. We do all of this because it's our family commitment, and it's the right thing to do. So when you open that jug of milk, know that the dairy farm family, just like ours, produced it with care and attention not only to the top quality of the milk, but to the care of the environment. To learn more, please visit DairyMax.org. Again, that's DairyMax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Calf supplies remain on the tight side. That's supportive of calf prices here as we go through the latter months of 2010. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. Daryl, when we think about our mama cow operators at this point, you know, what do you see as far as price outlook for their calves they're producing the balance of this year?
Price-wise, I think we're going to continue to see fairly strong calf prices. Again, the supply side is carrying the weight, and that's where the supplies are the tightest. Our general expectations for the mid-year numbers are going to confirm that we've got a smaller calf crop again this year. So I think price-wise, we're okay. I think the trick for cow-calf producers, it goes back to managing costs and controlling those costs that they can control, be it in terms of fuel, in terms of feed cost, forage cost, and all of those things. And so I think the emphasis really needs to be on cost management at this point.
I know that in the case of our cow-calf operators, you had an article here just a few days ago talking about the fact that this is probably not the year to do retain ownership.
Well, again, those margins are somewhat suspect. I wouldn't say they can't work. Everybody needs to look at their own numbers, but the margins are tight enough that you don't want to just assume they're there. And so, you know, where we came out looking at these midsummer kind of calves, which would be typically a fall-born calf weaning right now, is that, you know, I think pretty hard about preconditioning and the potential for that to give you some returns. But beyond that, then I think you want to pencil it pretty carefully, whether you retain them as a stocker or on into the feedlot beyond that.
Preconditioning pays.
Well, on average, preconditioning pays. It's not without some risk, too, but preconditioning is getting better all the time. And so we're going to have more and more opportunity to, you know, not count on it every time, but count on it on average more than we have in the past.
Piece of advice you might give to the cow-calf guy right now.
Again, I think it's take care of the home front. Okay, I think the market's in pretty good shape. You know, the market is going to be okay. I think you need to take care of the home front and think about not only managing cost in the short run. It's also the time for some folks to think about where you want to be 2-3 years down the road strategically in terms of some herd expansion. Big question right now. We don't see any indications of expansion, but at some point in time, I think we're going to want to think about that. And so producers need to give some thought to that ahead of time so they can position themselves for next year and the years beyond.
Of course, one of the things that Dr. Peel and some of our other specialists preach when it comes to rebuilding those mama cow herds, when you're able to do so, always improve those genetics that you put into your mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us for the 58th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 29th through the 31st at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. Speakers include Karen Bud Phelan, Jet McCoy, David Martoski, Dr. Temple Grandin, Jim Robb, and Jason Savory. Go to okcattlemen.org for registration information. Golf Scramble, Trade Show, lots of informative seminars at the 58th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 29th through the 31st.
Remember, our Beef Buzz reports are available 24/7 on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.